Welcome to Hammer Down! Oh, God. Number one sports betting show, combined with Pat McAfee, Incorporated Thunderdome. I am Tone. That's Bubba Gumpino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
This table just about went absolutely flying before the start.
What happened?
I kind of forgot it wasn't secured and kind of
bolted to the ground.
There are no sandbags.
I think it might be my favorite one of your lovesick hats. It's good colors.
New one.
Oh, okay.
Just got
I like
I'm wearing it.
Okay, good. I like
good navy. Navy's nice.
Whole outfit today is solid.
Navy is nice.
Bruce, how are we?
What's going on?
What is going on, dude?
Say bye bye.
Top five.
What the fuck happened to Colorado?
Four top five teams lost within 24 hours.
What are we doing?
What's old buddy? Oh, John Rothstein was losing it last night.
I'm sure he was because it's not anarchy.
It's college basketball.
It's college basketball.
Grab your nitroglycerin.
Yeah, right, Mitt?
Have your nursing nearby.
Right, Mitt?
I mean, yeah, dude, it's super exciting.
Did you lose last night?
Boo-hoo.
I did lose the parlay, yeah. I did lose that.
Who killed it?
So did I.
Kansas didn't fucking win.
Kansas lost?
What was Colorado up? 28-7 to start the game?
They were up 22-7 to open. I was tucking myself into bed, and I said, hey, Colorado, we're looking good. The Avalanche Stars parlay that I got from Gumpy was coming home. I was like, holy shit.
Did Otter, did Edgewalt?
No. That one.
It came home.
That one.
Oh, yeah.
So I thought I was holding pocket aces last night.
Who did we
have? That's not how it works on weekdays. I can't win on weekday nights, even though we do this show exclusively on weekday nights.
I would have been a winner in the NBA, but you mutts.
No.
What?
I had the Pelicans as my only pick. You know, easy fucking win. And then these guys said, you know, Sixers will be fine without Joel Embiid.
Lost in overtime?
Yeah.
I thought that Sixers had the Hawks.
They did have the Hawks.
They still lost.
They fucking lost they in lost. Overtime.
That's a tough
I said the Pelicans had the...
Pelicans kicked the shit out of...
Yeah. We're seeing the end of dynasties fall everywhere.
It is. It's like, it might be Jover for our entire era.
I think it might be.
Maybe. Can somebody out there... Maybe his name's Nick Scroggins. Just make me Steve Belichick in Giants gear.
Tomlin, Harbaugh, and what, Andy Reid are leftovers? Are our guys left?
Yeah.
I mean, Tomlin, yes. Harbaugh, kind of.
Okay, well, Tomlin's been there for 17 years. Harbaugh's been there for... They have the same 10 years.
Yeah, so. They're almost their own era.
I'm talking about John.
I know what you mean, but like... I'm not putting him in the same fucking category as
Nick
Saban and...
Yeah, they started They started a little before.
We're not...
They're the new school dudes.
They were new school dudes at one point.
They are a lot... Yep. You're right.
Maybe too many.
That was stupid of me to say, to be honest. Because we're talking about coaches who are in their 70s.
Yeah.
Tomlin and Harbaugh.
50-something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 years.
I know we brought it up yesterday. And
stupid!
I know Rap Sheet said Dan Quinn to Seattle.
I love Rap Sheet.
I still think Harbaugh could end up with the Seahawks.
I think he's going to go all the way up there.
Yeah. He coached at Stanford.
He did coach at Stanford.
He did.
I still think that...
LA's got written all over him.
No. Okay. Which job would you rather take right now?
Then what?
Seahawks or Chargers? I think that's a tough question.
I know the Chargers are in bad cap space. I don't know what the Seattle cap space
is. I would rather have the Seahawks because you have history. You have
an culture. 18th pick to get a quarterback or trade for Fields, maybe.
But I know I have a quarterback.
But you can't win.
You got a standard.
You've had a quarterback for years.
Yeah, but that coach doesn't think that he can't win.
But it's the Chargers that are cursed. Remember, we thought it was Anthony Lynn.
I know, but Harbaugh's like... You think Harbaugh's going to be like, that team's cursed. I can't go there. Harbaugh's like, I am the...
I think Harbaugh will place much value on
the guy
office.
Replaced fucking Brady Hoke and fucking... That was who was before him, right?
Who the fuck?
I think so.
Was it Brady Hoke or was
there might have been one more castaway.
I just think... I think the Seahawks are live for Harbaugh. I don't think it's... I don't know. I mean, Dan Quinn makes too much sense, so it just...
does. while we're on the subject of football, went through and found a couple stats for this weekend's games.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Flacco, 5-0 straight up and against the spread in the wild card round.
Yeah, that's what Joey does.
He's actually the best ATS quarterback in the playoffs. He's 11-4. Mahomes 9-5. Your worst? Josh Allen's 2-6 ATS.
Jeez.
In the playoffs. Dak Prescott, 1-5 ATS in the playoffs. But on the other side, for Josh Allen, double-digit favorites are 11-4 ATS since 2010 in the wild card round, and the Steelers are 1-10 straight up without TJ. Why?
Is he not playing?
Huh?
He's not playing?
No, he has been ruled out, unfortunately. Dogs, 20-10 ATS in the last six seasons in wild card weekend. We kind of talked about it yesterday. In the last 10, home dogs are 8-3-2. That would be Tampa and Houston. Injuries to Cleveland corner Denzel Ward. Jalen Hurts hasn't thrown the ball. That's something to look at.
Yeah, has that line moved at all?
It's at 3.
It's holding strong at three. I hope it stays.
The money line has changed. The money line's like minus
1. It looks like it's potentially going to go to 2.5 because the Bucks are minus 115. They get to minus 120 at that 3. Normally you're going to see a 2.5 move.
Chuck raised interesting points, obviously, about the Browns. Basically, I was just talking to him that the road concerns he thinks will just wash away in the playoffs, and especially based on the previous performance, obviously with no CJ. But I'm sticking to my guns. I still think that CJ Stroud and the upstart Texans.
Here's an angle I always enjoy.
Go on.
To that game. Teams playing for a week 18 playoff spot versus teams that already clinched and didn't have to play week 18 are 14-5 ATS since 2015. That would be Houston versus Cleveland. Would it technically be the Dolphins versus the Chiefs, even though the Dolphins didn't have to win and get in, but they were playing?
Yeah, technically. there is big news out of Miami, actually.
And then
it's going to be so fucking cold.
What's going on?
Waddle and Mostert probably both playing.
Yeah.
And apparently Justin Houston is absolutely jacked.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah.
And it is going to be minus 20.
I don't think that affects us.
No. Man. Well, here, I'll say this. This is what I'm going to say. When it gets to minus 20, like if it was like...
Have you ever gone to Miami for a weekend in the winter?
Hold on, Bruce. Everybody, though.
Well, listen, Bruce. When it's 10, 20, you're like, okay, the Chiefs, like they're used to this. Nobody's used to minus 20.
You think True. Anybody's Everyone's happy gonna playing be in negative 20, dude?
True. You are right. I just struggle to get by going from Miami to that.
No. They should be practicing there
today.
All week.
Yeah.
At least get a little bit of cold in their blood.
If Mostert and...
There's got to be something biological to that.
Well, I heard McDaniel told all the players to sleep with the fan on them as low as possible.
There we go.
Every night.
Or maybe
just with no cover.
Maybe just in a freezer.
Yeah. They're Wim Hofing right now.
Exactly. Boom.
I don't know. I'm cautiously optimistic for sure.
I mean, we got nice even. Oh, Texans Browns just went to 2.
Yeah. It's been floating a bit. I think the Denzel Ward practice injury. Might have something a little bit to do with that. That's just also bad for vibes.
Not good for vibes.
Maybe one of the worst.
And Jair getting hurt is not good for going against CD, who leads the league in touchdowns, receptions, and yards, I believe.
Second in yards behind Tyreek, but not by a lot.
Yeah, I'm getting worried about that. Like that plus 7.5 even more than I was previously because the Cowboys are scoring.
That one's down to 7.
Yeah.
They're scoring 40 at least.
Think so?
Bryce Young almost scored 40 on the Joe Barry's.
You're 100% right.
Joe Barry's boys.
You're 100% right.
I think the plus 7 is just, I mean, I don't know how we got to this point, but Big Mike is like somehow coaching for his job.
If they stop the run and hit Jordan Love really hard, the game is effectively over in my eyes.
Big Mike's not really coaching.
He can't be.
I think he is.
He's not coaching for his job.
Fucking Jerry Jones can get Bill Belichick for the first time in 25 years, I think it's on the table.
Does Bill want to do it that way?
With all due respect to Bill, okay?
I don't think Bill would even fucking entertain it.
Here's my, with all due respect to Bill. the greatest coach of all time.
Bill signed with the Jets and quit after a day.
He's going to be 72. So what are you signing on? You're going to have to find a new coach in 3 years?
Five.
76.
Probably 2 to 3.
That's like...
Bro, it's right after he gets the record.
And then maybe have like an advisor.
I know, but you got to... Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're
But also,
I would cook that into the deal because you're not getting enough. Like,
also, look at it this way. Do you think Big Mike's going to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys 3 years from now?
If Keith's winning 12 games a year, I would.
Yeah. I do.
What I mean? Like, I think that's a conversation to have.
I just struggle to envision it. What I'm comfortable envisioning is him saying, hey, I'm so sorry about that 28-3 thing.
Atlanta.
Head on down there. Who's coming with me? Kirk Cousins. Let's dice it up.
Atlanta does have a good roster.
With Kirko and Bill? Yeah, now we're talking.
Now we're cooking with fire. And he can take enough credit. If he goes to the Cowboys, it's like you inherited a Maserati and you just got it into fourth gear.
I don't hate this at all.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're looking at it as
He brings Russ. Yeah. Russ or Kirk with him.
I like Russ in Atlanta with Bill.
That would be sick.
I do.
Bill would tell him to shut up so fast.
Well, at least he's a good coach, not like Sean Payton yelling.
And like, for what it's awesome. It's not like Russ like talks, really. He just says like, we believe.
Like,
bro.
Over and over
imagine,
and over
imagine
again.
Imagine the team after you fucking beat the Chiefs telling you to take a pay cut, and then the next game your coach is telling you to shut the fuck up. All right. I think I've seen enough here. Like, Russ standing there and taking that might be one of the most, like...
A lot of people would say it. Says a lot of the other stuff about him.
What's he supposed to do?
I mean, I stand feel up like for guy would
he's going to believe and play for his guy.
I would have lost my mind if a guy who just asked me to take a pay cut after I beat the Chiefs would tell me to shut the fuck up.
Yeah, exactly. And he didn't.
But he's Russ. That's Russ. That's Russ.
That's Russ, baby. He
stays calm.
Hey, if you tear your ACL, you're going to set this franchise back 20 years. Exactly. So.
All right, wait a Russ on.
All right. Let's go to the NBA. Celtics Bucks is a big one. Bucks are favorite?
That was
six. Is it a back-to-back?
Yeah, that was 6 last night. It's now 2.5.
It's 2.5?
Yeah.
I got it at 4.5 this morning.
Is Porzingis in?
Let me look.
Porzingis must be in.
Boston. Everyone's in.
Yeah. I'm taking Boston on the back-to-back going into Milwaukee. Milwaukee's been pretty bad lately. They've won 1 out of the last 5. Like, they're on a schneid here.
Celtics went to overtime too, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, that game was a fire flame. Yeah,
and the OT back-to-back is a pretty tough, staunch trend.
No Porzingis last night.
Were they in Minnesota? They're in
Boston.
Oh, they're in Boston.
So no Porzingis last night. Fresh legs there.
Okay.
Travel almost from home makes that even worse.
Thunder are 12.5 point favorites against the Blazers. Knicks 3.5 point favorites.
This line is this line is
4.5 depending on where you get it at.
This line, and it moved against the Knicks for a bit there. It's back up, but I played it 172 on the money line.
You and get 165 and, right now.
Yeah, it went down to 162, smacked that as well. Now at some place it's back up into the 170s. This line is disrespectfully short. Luka is out. Jalen Brunson revenge game. I'm all over it, as you could imagine. I know they're coming off a big blowout win over the Trailblazers, but it was like the Knicks.
Oh, I thought
the Mavs lost.
Yeah,
the Mavs just
cost me everything.
The Mavs just came out flat. And the Knicks are playing the best that I've literally ever seen them play.
All right. I was on the fence about this. Bruce definitely just talked.
Oh, yeah, Bruce.
Knicks -4. Dallas, they owe me money.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
And then my last game is I am taking the Lakers money line.
Sounds a point, everybody.
Some point in the game. Yep. Do not care. Both these teams not really having the best years, especially based off expectations and talent. But I'm optimistic that AD can fucking ball out again. LeBron James is questionable, so we'll see. He's gonna play.
I'm with Bruce. I'm on the Knicks money line. I like the Suns catching 2 as well at the Lakers.
If the Knicks let me down here, it's a really sad scene.
The Cavs are winning by 20 right now.
Yeah,
NBA Paris.
Yeah, they're in Paris.
Hey!
I didn't know this was happening.
Me neither.
I thought it was. Seriously, I just thought it was a regular-ass game. That's on me. But I did take did take Cleveland. It was minus four. I should have tweeted it out. I didn't.
If they're going to do this, you're better off just like sending the Jokic to Serbia.
It'd be way cooler if they had fire and shit.
I'm sure they will at some point.
That would be awesome. I don't know
if they will, actually, the more I think about it.
Maybe.
Maybe a country near Serbia.
It might be really, really dangerous.
Kind of the other side other side of the red line.
Jokic. And he's say bebe.
Not too many big matchups tonight, but just some, you know, this is more in the weeds, as we like to call it. What, do you have anything tonight? Not one game with this massive slate.
Couldn't find a way.
Are we laying it with
Tony? Yeah, we're taking FIU on the money line for sure.
Trust me, I could have found a way, but I didn't find a way.
I feel like you should have found
a way. I probably should have found a way.
Is it a great day to be a Michigan Wolverine on the hardwood? Or
what are they catching? Or are they catching 5.5 at Maryland?
Yeah.
No, I like that Maryland team. I'm not on it, but I do like Maryland. William and Mary, money line at Hampton. Yeah. North Dakota catching 4.5 at Omaha. Utah Valley plus 2.5 at Texas Arlington. Mm. Our favorite St. Thomas, Tommy. Money line versus South Dakota State.
Sure.
UMKC money line versus North Dakota State. Alabama A&M plus 1.5 versus Alcorn State. I like Michigan State catching 3.5 at Illinois. I think Michigan State wins that game. Tarleton State plus 3.5 at Cal Baptist. And then this one might take you to a midnight tip.
Oh.
Maybe 11. I'm not sure.
Wow.
Pick for tomorrow.
Yeah. I like Hawaii at home.
Okay.
Versus UC Irvine.
Okay.
Hawaii was plus 2.5. They're now minus 1.5.
Okay. So a lot of people like the Rainbow Warriors.
Take them on the money line.
What a scene flying to Hawaii to play a quick game.
I feel like that's a tough turnaround. Yeah.
Good day. Now we can go.
Good day.
Good day to you.
The dates. How are we?
How are we? My page won't load here, but I got them written down. Sorry. Minor inconvenience. Small problem.
I can get the goalies.
It's not that page.
Do you need the goalies?
Do we need the goalies?
How we doing, boys?
Good. How are you?
All right. You know?
Some big matchups tonight.
A lot of matchups.
There's some big
matchups. There's a lot of matchups tonight. And I was just looking at some of Gumpy's picks, peering at his screen.
Yeah.
Surprising.
Really?
Well, okay, let's get into it. Do we have anything?
See, Texas hockey kicked the shit out of the Minnesota Wild.
Do we have anything in save sense?
Nothing for me in save sense.
How about Panthers? Kings at the Panthers.
Oh, Panthers.
LA Hockey at the Panthers.
Oh, yeah. Hockeywood. Yeah, Hockeywood's been struggling a bit. Give me the Panthers.
Hockeywood has been struggling a bit, but.
Oh, no.
I like the value here. On the road. They play much better on the road. The Florida Panthers have won 8 in a row. It has to end at some point. Why not hockey?
Bruce, are your ears all right?
Yeah.
He's doing the Mourinho.
Why not hockey? Let's go Kings.
Coilers are 160, 170 favorites in Detroit.
Coilers are buzzing.
Yeah, nothing for me. This is another one that scared me. Coilers won 8 in a row. Detroit has won 3 in a row.
Ooh.
So something's got to give. I will stay away.
Are we going to start talking about the Hungry Ducks?
No.
The hungry Ducks. They need some bread. Need some bread.
I don't think we're going to talk about the Ducks for a bit.
Is the Pacific just the worst division in hockey?
Are they leading?
Well, the Ducks are minus.
They're still 8 points clear of the Sharks.
They're $3 dogs against the Canes. So I just figured they're terrible.
Yeah, Zegras is out too. Okay,
I'd say it's the most volatile.
Whoa, the Hungry Sharks are only plus 140 dogs at the Canadiens.
That's a tough barn. What are the Habs laying?
160.
Jeez. No thanks.
That's short.
Give me the Habs. Yeah, I didn't think I'd be here
on the road because the Sharks. They're not as hungry on the road.
They're not that hungry in Montreal. I'll tell you that much.
That's a tough barn.
That is. A lot of Labatt Blue Molson around.
Sharks are 3-18.
Give me the Kraken.
Shit.
Give me the Kraken minus 120 in D.C. It feels like a good place to do
Kraken. Oh, that does hurt because I'm going against you. I'm taking the Caps. Another situation where the Kraken
have you've never done Kraken D.C.
You're right, but the Kraken have won 7 in a row. So I'm just playing contrarian here. I'm seeing an opportunity.
Bruce, you want to do
plus money. Tonight?
Nah,
Bruce.
It's a Thursday.
Bruce. It is a Thursday. No crack for me.
Okay.
All right.
I am pissed that, what was it, New Year's Day that I didn't do any crack. That was a good crack opportunity.
Why are the Devils such decent dogs against the Lightning?
They've been fighting it a bit.
Have they been fighting it?
Bolts playing good puck.
Okay, yeah. That explains it.
Yeah, I like the Bolts.
Okay.
Jack Hughes is
nothing for me.
Okay.
Jack Hughes, ah.
That's three.
Oh, the Cougars are in the paint gun?
Yeah, this is a big one. This is a big one. You get the Cougars at plus money, the Penguins are such an up and down. It's like you lose to Buffalo one night, and then you come back and you kick the shit out of Flyers, who had been playing good. So
this is a revenge game for the Cougars too.
Yeah, a lot of Cougars. It's a revenge, you know. And then you got JT Miller coming hometown game. You got Jimmy Rutherford, Patrick Alvin, the GM.
What's the revenge?
Oh, they lost a fucking cop to the Pens.
Cougars?
Yeah. Remember?
What in your NHL franchise?
Cougars. Remember. Cougars only lost one cup.
The fucking Sundines couldn't get it done.
I remember.
Wrong black and gold team, Tony, but I love
it. No, who am I? Am I thinking of the Sharks? No.
Penguins beat the Sharks.
Yeah, there it is. That's
when the Preds.
Yeah.
Not the Cougars. No revenge there. I'm not taking.
Still revengeful.
I'm not taking anything. Gumpy likes the Cougars.
Yeah, I love the Cougars.
Leafs are short favorites at the Isles.
Yeah, sign me up.
No, thought about it. Couldn't do it.
Ooh.
Jets are $4 favorites against Blackhawks.
See ya.
Rats.
That may be a spot. No. Oh. Maybe for a 2.5
with Bedard.
Because the Jets are rolling with Laurent Brossoit.
No, the second coming of Patrick Wall.
Yeah. So, but no, I'm not gonna.
Holy shit! Does what's his name though? Lawless.
Gary Lawless.
He'll probably be live tweeting that thing.
Rangers are $1.70 favorites, so that's a guaranteed win against
the
Blues.
I will take the Rangers.
Yeah. Yes.
Boy, they better show up, Bruce.
They won't.
They better show up.
I swear.
They ain't doing shit.
I swear. We get this 160, 155, 170 angle with the rags. You're like, oh my God. They're a lock tonight. They're going to lose 6-2.
Blue Brett Hall gonna be there.
Now I said that though, and they are on the road. They've been losing 6-2 mostly at the Garden, it feels like.
They are on the road coming off a loss.
Okay. So maybe we're reverse motion this team to maybe get the job done when the pressure's on
the Blues are respectful 12-7 at home.
The Flames are short favorites in the let.
No. Can't do it.
Okay.
No.
And then we end the night.
You know what? I will do it. Give me the fucking yes.
Oh,
come on, boys.
Mullet.
Get it done in the let.
That's the way we're going. Bees at nights.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Vegas like back bees. To back after losing last.
Got shut out.
Shit kicked last night.
What else is new?
Yeah, these ain't your Stanley Cup champions.
No, not right now. They're not.
Nights. I don't know if they will be.
Quite a schnod.
They're just treading water.
I like the Bees. Bees coming off a tough loss to the Yotes.
Yo.
Thank you, Nick.
Is this guy gonna make it?
I don't know.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Tony. What a performance.
Thank you, Nick.
College football news. Quinn Ewers is coming back. He is your favorite to win the Heisman.
Yeah, I saw Manning. Arch Manning basically immediately trending upon the announcement.
Yeah, I mean, he got interviewed at when they were at the...
He said, hey, look, I'm going to do whatever Peyton Eli told me to do.
Yeah, he said he's staying. It doesn't matter.
What's Omaha saying?
Omaha?
Omaha Productions. What Greg McElroy?
I saw a lot of people saying, what if Sark goes to Bama and takes fucking Arch with him?
Ooh, nah, Jalen Milroe's dog. Jalen Milroe could transfer.
That's not what Nick Saban thought.
Milroe could transfer.
Yeah.
Where to?
Michigan?
Maybe.
Maybe Ohio State.
I put in a no.
No,
I put in a future for
the Duck.
Ohio State to win Ohio State to win the national championship next year.
Really?
I love.
With Will Howard.
You like old Beal Howard?
Snapping the ball?
It's just because they have. I haven't even looked.
That at center team. Sent Saban into retirement,
or Saban sent him away because he didn't know how to not go on a clap. Fucking come on, Nick. What are we doing?
What
do you mean? Come on. Akron
wins well said,
Michigan State.
I mean, this fucking microphone.
They got a chill schedule.
At Oregon's gonna be tough.
Yep.
And then they play Penn State and then Michigan. Penn State won't. I mean, it's Penn
Who's
State.
Who's gonna take the Bama job?
It'll be Penn State.
The Bama job?
Yeah.
Bama job.
It's very, very late in the hiring cycle.
I feel like Kalen DeBoer is live.
Bro, they could poach basically anyone.
The Boar's a Pacific Northwest guy, though.
Yeah. He's a Husky. He's a proud Husky.
What if Bill Belichick and Nick Saban?
And that's a big trade. That's a Big Ten school now.
Like, Belichick to Bama was I was spinning it yesterday.
That would be so
fun. Yeah, I tweeted out the picture of the Bama gear.
Recruiting.
Yep.
All right, and I know that this isn't really in his forte because I mean he doesn't really like the transfer portal. Doesn't really.
It's not like Dabo.
New school
not
shit.
Not Dabo.
Oh, Dabo would be so funny.
Dabo's just.
A lot of people were thinking Lane, but Ole Miss kind of loaded up.
Can't do Lane.
No. Who else is there?
Don't know.
Lane would burn that fucking thing to the ground.
Who's OC there right now?
Tommy Reese, but
yeah, you don't Tommy. Think
you want that's
Tommy
way Reese. Too soon.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Huh.
Maybe Venables big from high. Oklahoma.
What about old Billy O up there?
O'Brien?
How'd James Franklin end up on the list?
Well, he got off.
His agent called?
Yeah, he got off of it pretty quickly.
Yeah. I'd say so.
Who?
I don't know. It's going to be fun to find out.
Yeah, I feel bad for Alabama fans. I do think it is, unfortunately, as about as Jover as it gets.
Why the fuck would you feel bad for them?
True.
Fair. But it's just like. You know why we feel bad for Connor? It's because I feel bad, okay?
Okay, you feel bad for Connor because he's your friend.
True.
Yeah, but Nick Saban's
on. And I don't.
Yeah.
I don't feel bad for Nick Saban. I'm happy about Nick Saban. I also don't feel bad for Connor. Connor got to watch his whole childhood be fucking awesome,
right.
Cheering for the best franchise to ever come through sports.
So have you.
Alabama fans, yeah I got to cheer for fucking Sam Bradford when he tore his fucking
Your Lakers Achilles. Fan, Mitt.
Yeah, dude, it's fucking basketball. Who gives a shit about basketball? It's the NBA.
Mike who in the chat says Dan Lanning's going to be a coach.
Oh, damn.
Why didn't we think of that?
Yeah, that's right.
Wake up, buddy.
That's right. Only he was on a show today and said he was staying in Oregon a few hours ago.
Oh, shit.
Duh.
Jeez. Who's going to be?
Sometimes.
There's got to be someone out there.
I got someone right now.
Yeah. What about an OC in the NFL? Oh, no, he wouldn't do it.
Who?
Would Lincoln Riley leave USC?
I don't think so. He is not a Bama.
You know who would be cool waiting in the wings? Might be in Bali right now. Cliff Kingsbury.
Oh,
Cliff. Yes. Cliff would be awesome.
Now we're fucking talking.
Yeah. I'm on
Cliff.
That would be electric. I'm in. For
Cliff. It would be so funny.
I'm in for Cliff.
I just don't.
I'm in for Cliff too. That'd be
no.
I just don't think that's gonna happen,
dude. They give him a Ferrari dealership. He's cruising around in his Ferrari down there.
Oh yeah.
That's the answer. Okay. Boom. What are we, McKinsey?
There you go. Sark's the only one who really makes, but like Texas.
I don't think Quinn goes back if he thinks, right? Who's their OC? Who's Texas OC?
I don't know.
Fuck it. Give it to Eric Bieniemy. I'm sure he can recruit his ass off.
Sure. Someone here said Vrabes.
Don't hit that.
Vrabes would be sweet. He just wouldn't recruit.
Not a chance. He'd send him like a tin of skull.
In. Come play ball. I'm in. All right.
Oh.
What?
Got buddy. Something for you, Tony.
Buddy.
I like Burnley money line tomorrow against Leighton Town. -105. I think that's a good price.
It's a huge fixture.
Yes,
about as big as it gets for the lower half of the table. And I like Sevilla money line at home against Alaves.
Okay. Bit.
Tony, I've got something for you. Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Talent sets the floor. Character sets the ceiling. Bill Belichick.
Well done.
Well goddamn done. Right it does.
Oh, Tony, I got one more thing for you.
Okay. If you have a second, you better have a fucking third.
What? Oh, yeah, okay. Sure, we'll do that. You can't win together if you don't work together. Nick Saban.
Okay, one more.
Okay, yeah, this one's going to really hit as hard as the other ones.
Yeah, it will.
Yeah, sorry, Pete Carroll is just as important.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Careful.
Two national championships in a Super Bowl.
Only person to ever do it.
Only guy to do it in the BCS FBS era. The disrespect. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer. Done.